Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, to all of my regular listeners, you've heard me say that the reason to be in business is to make a profit. That is the reason to be in business. Now, the motivation is you wanted to work for yourself, you wanted to create jobs, you wanted to do it better than anybody else. It could be a thousand different things. But you needed to understand that if without a profit, there is no business. And without customers, clients, potential sales, there is no profit. So a strong pipeline is the starting point for sales success. Now, it could be a lead pipeline, it could be a sales pipeline, and that means that there are people that you are going to do business with, there are people that you've talked to, there are people that you've demoed to, or it could be just that you've got the name, a lead, and you're going to do follow up on that lead and do business with. So it could be a pipeline, meaning that you've got leads in that pipeline, or it means that you've already demoed in that pipeline. But if you don't have people that you are talking to, if you don't have people that you can do business with in the future, you will not make money. Now, there are different ways to look at this. You can say, you know, I'm running my business and I'm operating it and I've got a lot of cash and I have a tremendous amount of receivables coming in. Look how well I'm doing. And then, of course, I would ask the business person, how's your sales pipeline? Do you have people backed up? Do you have people that you're ready to close? Do you have people that you're talking to? Do you have people that you're selling? No, my pipeline is a little weak, but I do have cash, and I do have money coming in. Well, you're in trouble. You may not even know it, but you are in trouble. It doesn't matter that you have cash. It doesn't matter that you have receivables. You are going to use that money up. Receivables are going to come in. You're going to spend it on payroll and rent and mortgage and heat and light and marketing and many, many different things, and you will have nothing. But if you have a strong pipeline, if you have a strong group of people that you could potentially do business with, that you've presented to, that you know there's a percentage of them that you can do business with, 30%, 40%, 50%, and you are right on top of it, and it is strong. But yet, your cash is weak and your receivables are weak, you're going to be fine because you're going to close sales. You're going to be in a situation where you will do business in the future. Potential customers are everything. You have to know how many you need. You have to know how many it will take to close a deal. You have to know how much business is important to break even and then make a profit. But if you're not focusing on bringing those people in, if you're not focusing on presenting, if you're not understanding that this is almost like the farmer going out and planting the crop, you cannot harvest the crop unless you plant it. You cannot make money unless you have people in the sales pipeline. And then, of course, after we have them in the pipeline, after we've presented to them, it moves to how many people can we close, how many people can we do business with. But we can't do business with them unless we have initial contact, unless we understand exactly why we are in business, what it takes, what the customer needs, what the customer wants, and how we're going to service them. So, repeating myself, a strong pipeline is the starting point for your sales success. In sales success, no matter what business you're in and no matter what form of sales we're talking about, whether it's internet sales, whether it's cold calling, whether it's inbound sales, whatever it happens to be, you must sell. You must sell to make a living. You must sell to keep your business strong. You must close deals to keep your business profitable. And to do all of that, you have to have someone to sell to. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. But wait, one more thing. Oh, did I mention, how are you going to get those people in the pipeline? How are you going to get them to understand exactly what needs that you're the person to do business with? How are you going to find them? Then we have a whole other conversation, and that conversation is, how strong is your marketing plan? See, it all ties together. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.